First person to ever say that.
Thank you.
22-411.
Good morning, sirs.
Good morning.
Can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Kevin Connor, detective with the Watertown Police Department. Last name is spelled C-O-N-A-R-D.
Detective, would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes. The appellant applied back in 2021 for a pistol permit. He was denied at the time for unsuitability based on the amount of police involvement he had with the Watertown Police Department that involved the use of alcohol.
So would you like to make an opening statement?
Yes, I would. I have been 5 years sober. I was a young man. I've since furthered my career, got my nurse's license, and just kind of reset my path. I'm a strong believer in advocating for advancement for those with mental illness, disability. I kind of work as a psychiatric nurse. While we were sitting here, one of my patients actually got denied placement for a place she was perfectly suitable for because of prior events in her past, which is kind of why I'm fighting this. I'm glad to get this in my favor, but more honestly, it's just the fact of I don't want the past to dictate someone's future when they're trying to make improvements on themselves.
You still live in Watertown?
Yes. Or just go travel or something.
Both you folks in the back, you live in Watertown? All right, detective, you may proceed with your case.
We have on file for the appellant 32 calls for service since 2010. Of those 32 calls, 18 of them involved his use of alcohol where he was reported or found to be intoxicated. The most recent call for service that I saw was June 2nd of this year, where the appellant called and requested transport for detox because he was intoxicated. There was another call, there were 3 other calls for service since his application, one of which he was involved in a physical altercation with another individual. He was found to be intoxicated then, and they agreed to not press charges against each other.
Yeah, when was that, sir?
The physical altercation? I don't remember the exact date. I know it was since his application was denied.
Month of the year?
Well, I don't want to say. I don't know for sure, so I don't want to get into that.
Since his application, which was when? 2021, is it?
Correct. Since then, we've had 4 additional calls for service. The most recent was on June 2nd, 2023.
Where the appellant was intoxicated?
Yes. He called requesting medical transport for detox.
You just testified he's 5 years sober.
Yes.
5 years sober.
Got it?
That's it, thank you.
Do you have any questions for the detective? Does the board have other questions of the detective?
So, you said there were the 32 calls for service. Was this prior to his application?
28 would have been.
I'm sorry?
28 of them would have been. That's 32 calls since 2010. It was the first documented call for service.
So between 2010 and now, 32 calls for service?
Correct.
And out of those calls for service, I want to make sure we're getting the right numbers. How many of those weren't like, he was a complainant, like his mailbox was was broken, or he was involved in a motor, you know, he was a victim, or he has, you know, he was in a motor vehicle accident. How many of those calls for service did you take into account to deny the pistol permit, or had some type of behavior that would negatively affect the opinion of getting a pistol permit, if that makes sense?
I noted that there were 18 calls where he was intoxicated, so...
So you're not sure about...
How many of them were? Most of those were involved where someone called where they wanted him transported for detox, or he was in some sort of altercation with family members or friends.
And since the application 21, there's been 4 additional calls for service?
Correct.
The most recent, June of this year?
Correct.
The other 3, were those also for detox or something like that, the other 3?
I only recall the other one where he was out there in physical altercation with an acquaintance.
And how long
was
that?
Into. I don't remember when that was.
Other questions?
Just the details of the 6th, June of 23, what was that?
He had
said briefly.
He called and requested transport to the hospital for 50 times. The responding officers went, found him intoxicated, and he was transported to the hospital 50 times.
Where was he intoxicated?
At his home.
Anyone else there?
I believe his mother was there.
Any behavior associated with that, or fighting, anything like that? So you weren't there, obviously.
No, sir.
Thank you.
Other questions? Detective, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Sir, you may tell us what you'd like us to know.
I kind of touched upon it in my opening statement, which I previously prepared. I did have a relapse back in June. I received treatment to detox for 10 days. I've been following up my therapist and returned to work accordingly. I do plan on moving out to Massachusetts because the community is so far. Follow through with this appeal process. See how it goes.
Detective, do you have any questions for the appellant?
No.
Board? Colonel?
What was the detective reference? 3 other calls for service since you made the application 21. Do you recall what those were?
I do recall the physical altercation that was with the ex's father. He hit me over the head with a vase and I defended myself. The other 3 I did not recall.
Alcohol involved in that one?
No. No, it's stated that I was, but I was not drinking at that time.
Were there arrests made?
No, arrest me.
And the other 2?
On the other 2, I have to say, unfortunately, I do not recall. I think it had to do with reaching out to the cops if I had a baby.
I guess. So, more likely than not, since the application period, there have been probably 3 calls for service in which you had to go to detox.
Correct, and I think they're all surrounded around some of the June 18th, because I had to go last for the 31st, the 31st.
Here, okay.
So when you said 5 years,
Five weeks now, yes. Like I said, I prepared that statement earlier for my relapse, and before that, I had 5 years sober from March 23rd, 2018
until the weekend this year. Would
you say you have some more work to do now? Yes. Yes.
Other questions? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses? Would you like to make a closing statement?
No, thank you. This is a denial by the Watertown Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial, Watertown Police Department has documented approximately 32 calls for service since 2010. The vast majority of those calls for service is regarding the number. Incidents in which the appellant was intoxicated. There have been 4 additional calls for service since the appellant applied for his pistol permit in 2021. and one as recently as June 2nd of this year, in which the appellant was transported to a facility for comments.
Comments by the board?
I just put it on the record real very briefly that I would have actually considered seriously the appeal based on your opening statement if that opening statement was factual. I actually felt that, I don't know, consciously or unconsciously, but I thought that was a deliberate attempt to really see the board ways that you're 5 years old. When you know, a couple months ago we went to detox. I find that I can't get past that.
I had the same thoughts. I was thinking 5 years, is that enough? I'm looking to see if it led up to that. And that's the way the question was going to go.
Other comments? Chief Rosenbaum.
Issue of authority.
Colonel Overture.
Issue of authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issue of authority.
Attorney Smitty.
Issuing authority.
Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority at this time. Appreciate your efforts as an RN working with those with mental health issues, and wish you good luck going forward in being able to maintain your own sobriety.
Okay, Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you.